I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Now we travel down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, talking to biologist Dave Lucchesi. And fall fishing, probably right in the middle of maybe not being that hot, but potential out there.
Yeah, you know, I guess a fair bit of the talk around Brookings right now is perch fishing on Lake Pond. At least up until a week ago or so, they were getting some really nice catches of some nice big perch on Ponset. Sounds like there's clusters of boats out there and just fishing them vertical, and but that had really gotten good. Right around the Brookings area, it's been pretty quiet. Really haven't heard much on the Oak Woods or Goldsmith or Sinai or the Highway 81 lakes. Lake Campbell was good. However, the last report I heard was a little bit slower. So that may have slowed down a little bit with this cold weather. Thompson sounds like that's been fairly slow. Heard a report off of there. Have not heard anything off of Whitewood. Down around Madison, they're still picking up some fish on Brant, but I think that plug bite has slowed down some. The one hot report I did here with the high water was they were getting some nice walleyes at Flandreau Dam there, picking those up. And I've heard in the past that can be a pretty good fall bite when the water's high. So that looks to be pretty good. Further south, down around Sioux Falls, it continues to be pretty quiet around there. I got to go paddle fishing this year. There's a pretty good turnout there, and I think they're having some success down there. But there was a 100-pound or a 98-pound fish caught, and it sounds like unfortunately the guy cleaned it at the station and lost that fish and paid a fine, because you're just not allowed. You got to have the head and the body with it. So. If anybody's going down there to do that, they need to remember that. So I think that's pretty good, too.
And duck hunters, I guess it varies by area to area with water in sloughs, or I think a lot of the teal left, but duck and goose hunters around the Brookings area, at least, are they faring well?
Yeah, the few people I talked to shot ducks. I think a couple parties had a goose or two, too, and they really weren't even targeting geese. So there's a fair number of geese in the area. You know, there's a fair number of ducks and geese that are hanging out in flooded bean fields, flooded corn fields, just flooded fields around here right now. So the birds are spread out, and a few people said they were kind of difficult to hunt. But I think there's ducks in the area, and this weather should bring down a few of the migrants, too.
Dave Lucchesi, biologist out of Brookings and Sioux Falls Game, Fish, and Parks offices. Thank you. Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Austin Norton, conservation officer. And I guess, Austin, the lakes fishing, more fishing pressure this time of the year, is it all on Bitter and Waw Bay yet?
Yeah, most of the fishing pressure has been on Bitter and Waw Bay. Those seem to be the go-to lakes right now, especially this time of the year. The walleye bite tends to pick up as the water temperatures get cooler. And also, you know, there's also that opportunity for the occasional perch if they can find them out there.
And I think, isn't it, REITs, well, that'll change here pretty soon. Is it October 10th?
The regulations, as far as that goes, or
yes.
Well, Reitz Lake is actually is closed now.
Okay,
that changed October 1st, and that's no longer open to the public. And you just need to make sure you have landowner permission before you would be able to go out there.
Okay. Waterfall hunters, were they able to find ducks in a lot of hunting pressure the past weekend?
Yes, it was busy this past weekend in Dade County. I bounced all over the county from south to north, east to west, and kind of tried to get a good picture of success and how many hunters we had out there. And around that Bitter Lake area was busy. There was several groups of hunters who who did have decent success at harvesting some ducks. However, it seemed like maybe the western portion of the county along the Dave Brown County line, there seemed to be a little bit more success over there, and I think that's mainly due to the amount of crops that are harvested over there.
Not a lot in that Webster-Waubay area for as far as crops out of the ground, you know?
No, not very much at all yet. A few bean fields have been harvested. A few corn fields have been cut for silage, but as far as picking corn with combines, it's not there yet.
Well, it's a ways away, but pheasants, in your travels in the last month, are you seeing more than last year?
Yeah, I'm seeing more than what I had seen last year. I'm very optimistic that there's going to be some more opportunity this year for those pheasant hunters that are out here to harvest a few birds. I'm excited. I'm certainly going to try it myself again this year. It's been a few years since I've been out, so we'll see what happens.
Austin Norton, Conservation Officer out of Day County, thank you. Well, now we head up to Grant County and their Conservation Officer with the Game, Fish, and Parks, Jamie Peckelder. And first of all, that walleye and perch bite on Big Stone Lake, what's been happening?
Yeah, we still have the perch bite going on. The weather's ups and downs have kind of slowed down activity a little bit. We just had some windy days, rainy days, things like that, and the people just don't go out, and it's not very conducive for a good perch bite. But on those good afternoons or good mornings, there's quite a few perch being caught still. And I am starting to see some nighttime walleye fishermen, too, and there's a pretty fair nighttime walleye bite in that dark period from just after sunset all the way till 11, 12 o'clock.
Well, you get a clear water lake, and sometimes you really need that. I know the south end, when that Minneota River used to run in, was a magnet, but is it around the rearing ponds and then the north side? Is that the most popular places?
You know, I'm seeing more people hitting that south end again.
Okay, good.
That's kind of traditionally, that's a good spot this time of year.
And are the weeds laying down?
They've really let up a lot. There's still a little bit around the islands and stuff there, but for the most part, they've disappeared.
Any of your walleye fishermen ever go up to that very north end of Traverse for trying to catch a trophy?
Every once in a while, you'll talk to some people that get up there, and it sounds like there's some fairly big fish that are caught from time to time. I haven't talked to anybody as of recently, but
okay.
It sounds like there has been some.
Then duck hunting, not much for sloughs throughout Big Stone, but off some lakes and that, I imagine some duck hunters.
A few duck hunters, the people that hunted those smaller little puddles, they did okay. The bigger waters, they didn't see a lot of pressure this weekend, and it's just going to get a little better and a little better the way it looks.
Well, Jamie Peckelder, Conservation Officer out of Grant County, thank you. Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors. An event coming up is the King Brook Pro Pheasants Fall Fundraiser Saturday, October 20th. It's in the Arlington Fire Hall, Arlington, South Dakota. Happy hour at 6, meal at 7. And drawing for door prizes, it begins at 7, auction at 8. And item includes 20-plus guns to be raffled off, hunting gear, a lot of items. If you want some more information on this event on Saturday, October 20th in Arlington, call Jacob at 203-0982. Well, now we head down to Hamlin County, Conservation Officer Dan Sternhagen. And as far as fishing, perch, walleye, shore boat, is it still Lake Ponset?
Yeah, Lake Ponset's been the lake to fish in Hamlin County. Seen plenty of fish coming off, some nicer perch. I would still say about 50% out there for success rates, but there's some nice perch coming off. The walleyes are, your normal 15 inches, and then a few crappie too. The hard part for a lot of those boat fishermen is weather. If they can get out there and the wind's not too bad, seems like the guys do pretty good. If there is some wind, they seem to struggle.
Albert, still a mystery? Tough to find fish or just not fishing pressure?
Just not fishing pressure. I saw one boat out there over duck opener, and it just kind of would tell me that it's been pretty slow. So.
Okay. Well, I think Clear Lake by Thomas has been slow also.
Yeah, I stopped up there, it would have been Saturday afternoon on duck opener, and I didn't see a single person. And it seemed like the weather was decent for it, too.
Yeah. Well, as far as that duck season, do you think the guys who wanted to go out in the sloughs and small bodies, put up decoys, did they have some ducks to shoot?
Yeah, I would say there was definitely a lot of people that were out fishing or out hunting this Saturday. The downside with what I was seeing was it seems like a lot of birds headed south yet with that real cold snap that came in. Guys are telling me that the sloughs that they were scouting a week or 2 weeks before were just absolutely loaded with ducks, and my guess is they were teal, and maybe that cold snap might have pushed them south. So the success rate on duck opener this year wasn't what we were hoping, but there was still plenty of success out there.
Yeah, I think teal are just like doves. They just will put up with maybe one cold day, and then they like to just get out.
Yeah. You know, I would say the majority of the birds we were seeing, you know, plenty of gadwalls and shovelers, and yeah, there was a handful of green-winged teal and some mallards there, but there was very few blue-winged teal to be seen. So,
well, Dan Sternhagen, Conservation Officer, Hamlin County, thank you. Now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Conservation Officer Kyle Lansner, and as far as fishing, still people getting out even though duck season opened?
A few guys going out. Seeing a few boats out on Kapeska, a couple out on Pelican. Kind of just giving her a shot here this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
A little cold, but the guys were giving her a shot. Over on Goose Lake there, we did add some gravel down there on the ramp portion and brought that up, but we did not put the dock in. It's just the time of the year, it'd only be in for a week or two and we'd be pulling it back out. So,
do you think you can back it right off the gravel then and launch out away from the ramp that way?
They now rip-wrapped all that and brought up the gravel, so you could back right back out towards the ramp again. So.
Okay, good.
So you can get all the way out there without having to back into the water.
Okay. Well, duck hunters,
how
do you...
Where guys were pulling off to the side there up by the deal there.
Yep.
And backing off to the east there, you wouldn't be able to get in there anymore.
Okay.
Now that they rip-wrapped it, so...
Okay. Well, as far as duck hunters, how do you think they fared?
The guys I checked did pretty good. Most of them either had a limit or pretty close to a limit. Didn't see a lot of teal. A lot of them... kind of scooted out of the area. Out of the 30, 40 hunters that I checked, I'd say probably only seeing five or six teal was about it. So,
and much for goose hunters or just strictly duck hunters over the weekend?
Most of the guys I checked were duck hunters. Sorry.
Okay.
I didn't see too much from goose hunters. There were a few out there, but didn't get a chance to check them. So,
in your travels, are you seeing in mornings especially more pheasants than the last few years?
Here lately, I guess I haven't seen too much for the pheasants as of lately. I still see a few, but not like I did back when the broods were first hatching there.
Okay.
So.
Well, Kyle Lansner out of the Watertown Office of Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Well, now we travel over to Zach Thompson, Conservation Officer from Clark County. And as far as the weekend duck opener, how do you think it fared for guys you checked or areas you were in?
Yeah, Don, thanks for calling. You know, it was real good last weekend. I did notice the duck numbers were down opening weekend from the weekend prior when I was out scouting around. But a lot of mixed bags coming out of the sloughs. See some good Drake wood ducks. Otherwise, the young mallards are still hard, you know, with the colors. So a guy's got to make sure he's really waiting for that sun to get up and be able to identify what they're shooting. But other than that, everybody kind of all in the middle. getting some ducks, a little mixed bags, and hunting the water, and I haven't seen too many field hunters yet.
Fall fishing, anything going on at any special lakes?
You know, fishing's been actually pretty slow last weekend when we were out. You know, I didn't really observe anybody. A couple people at Dry 2, didn't really observe anybody up on Cottonwood or Swan again. So it's right now just getting that cool weather coming in and just focusing on fall. And I think it's going to be more of a focus on hunting instead of fishing right now.
Are you seeing a lot more beans and maybe even any cornfields that are harvested?
Yeah, south of Raymond, they're getting cornfields out pretty good, kind of down in this drier valley once you get out the Coteau there, but other than that, around Clark, you know, there's some fields coming out, and the moisture is still a little bit high, but I think a lot of guys are going to really hit it hard now with the beans and the corn and try to get them out as we had that 4 or 5 inches of rain last week.
Zach, in your travels, are you still feeling good about the pheasants and seeing a few more?
Yeah, especially with the corn and the crops getting taken out, I think we're going to have a pretty good pheasant season around the countryside here. Been and seeing anywhere from pheasants that just got color on to pheasants that are full-blown colored up. So a couple more weeks here. You know, youth is coming up here this weekend to start hunting and then the resident opener, but I'm guaranteeing by the third weekend here for the full-blown opener, it's going to be good, and I think there's going to be a lot of success coming out of here.
Well, Zach Thompson, Conservation Officer out of Clark County, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.